this story for a lot of reasons. First of which, did you notice it is a male and a female? And it demonstrates once again God's plan to use both women and men for his proclaiming of Jesus to the world. I also like the fact that he chose a couple of senior citizens. In about 2 weeks, I'm going to celebrate my 60th birthday, and I am senior coffee eligible now. And so it gives me great hope that the things are still possible for me. Anna and Simeon, I believe, are qualified for hidden heroes of the Bible because of their tremendous insight. Ben spoke about it. Insight. Insight is the grasping of the total significance of a situation. The Bible says, Simeon saw the baby Jesus at the temple and immediately recognized him for who he was. He said, "For my eyes have now seen thy salvation, through which thou prepared before the face of the people a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of the people Israel." Likewise, Anna, who, when she saw the infant Jesus proclaimed to everyone present that Jesus was the one that we had been waiting for, longing for the redemption of Israel. Now, I believe that insight is a little bit stronger than the word eyesight, but that has connections. Now, I'm a physiologist. I teach physiology at the college, and you got to bear with me for a little bit. We're going to do a little physiology, so there'll be a little quiz at the end of it. I got to start with the physiology of eyesight, and hopefully I will move from there to the physiology of insight. So first of all, the physiology of eyesight. So, in the back of the eye, there is this area called the retina. Probably you're familiar with that, right? Okay. On the retina, there are structures that shaped like rods and cones. And on those rods and cones, there is a complex, a molecule called rhodopsin. Are you taking notes? Rhodopsin is the combination of the protein opsin and the vitamin, the fat-soluble vitamin, vitamin A. And they are put together. Right? Okay. And they sit back there on the rods and cones. Good. Now let's talk about opsin first. Opsin is a protein. And you'll remember that proteins are made with a specific order of amino acids. I don't know, you remember this? That they're in the nucleus of these cells, any cell in the body. There is this stuff called DNA. And when the body senses a need for a protein, that DNA unravels, and there comes to it another substance called messenger RNA. Right? Good. Scott's giving me an amen. All right? That DNA has something called base pairs that line up with the base pairs on the RNA, and it makes an exact copy of whatever protein we're trying to make. That messenger RNA exits out of the nucleus, goes into the cell, and it goes to this endoplasmic reticulum stuff, and and the endoplasmic reticulum, it calls for transfer RNA, and transfer RNA also has some base pairs. Go, thanks, Paul. Transfer RNA, which is assigned to a specific amino acid. And so it's just like an assembly line where these transfer RNA are bringing to the mix a specific amino acid that gets put together one by one. Now, the importance of all that, why I went on to all that, is that the genetic code that is responsible for making opsin, in fact, any protein, is inherited from your parents. We have the genetic ability to make any protein, and it comes at birth. It's there at birth, right? It's just inherited, right? Okay, that's opsin. Now, how about the vitamin A, the retinal? Retinal is one of three forms of the vitamin A, right? Now, unlike the protein opsin, we cannot make it. We don't have the ability to make it. That's why it's a vitamin. We have to have a regular allotment of vitamin A. Right? Now, do you remember when your moms or your grandmas said, eat your carrots because it's going to help your eyesight? You remember that? Well, unfortunately, she was right. In those carrots or any other colored vegetable, there is this stuff called beta carotene. And beta carotene can be converted to retinal. Right? But there is an RDA for the vitamin A. Now, the an RDA is the recommended daily allotment. A certain amount of the vitamin that we have to consume in order for us to maintain health and avoid deficiencies. Right? Now, I got to back up just a little bit and say that or say that vitamin A is a fat-soluble vitamin. Fat-soluble vitamins aren't as subject to deficiencies as water-soluble vitamins, but you do have to have a regular allotment of it. And if you don't have vitamin A, or if you don't take it into your diet for a very long period of time, you will develop deficiencies, and one of which the deficiencies of vitamin A is blindness. Absolutely right. Okay, now, so we have opsin, vitamin A, they are bonded together. And in that bond, there is a double bond, and this is where I need you your help. Right? Charlie's with me on this. I can see him salivating on this because it's right up his alley. Pretend you are a double bond. All right? There are two forms of things that go from a double bond. There is cis and trans. Now, double bonds, and in other types of bonds, you can rotate freely around the bond. But in double bonds, you can't. There is no free rotation. And so you have cis, which, and you got to stick your hands out, right? You got to stick your hands out like this, all right? Here is you, the double bond. Here is part of the molecule over here. And here is part of the molecule over here. And this is a cis relationship, all right? Now, this is a trans relationship. Do it with me. All right? A trans relationship. Cis, trans. Right, exactly. Now, normally, we don't have the ability very often to move from cis to trans, and it takes kind of energy in order to do that. Right? Now, that's where light energy comes in. When light comes into our eyes, it changes the relationship of rhodopsin from cis to trans, the opsin falls away from the retinal. It sets in motion a nerve impulse that goes down our optic nerve. It goes to our brain, and collected with all the other nerve impulses, we see something. Right? Do I get an amen on that? Amen that I'm finished. What in the world did that have to do with Anna and Simeon? Well, let's go to the physiology of insight. And I think there are striking parallels. First of all, let's talk about the light. The light, I think, is represented by godly situations. Now, I'm going to define godly situations where we, as people, are put into situations which we can recognize that God is working within us or not. Right? In fact, a godly situation might be called an opportunity for us to join our lives to God's love for the world. That is a catchy phrase, you know. You might think about that. I don't know. So, we have these godly situations. Now, some godly situations come into ourselves and they are not observed, right? Some godly situations shape our lives forever. What's the difference? Well, I think I've got to go back to my analogy of rhodopsin. Go to the protein opsin. The protein opsin we are genetically endowed to make. The Bible tells us that we are made in the image of God. We are described as sons and daughters of God. We inherit some things from God that are special. You might say that God is in our very DNA. Now, I got to share with you that I'm coming from a certain perspective. And that certain perspective is that I believe that there is a unique plan that God has for each of us, me and you. And I think primarily that God reveals that plan, that unique plan to us, through a series of godly situations, which can bounce off of us or be absorbed, right? So, the protein opsin, we have genetically predisposed to make these proteins, and we have to just claim it, right? We have to claim that ability. But second of all, the vitamin A, what's the parallel there? Well, we need, just as we need a daily dose of God, we need a daily dose of vitamin A. I think I said that wrong. As this is, we need a daily dose of vitamin A, we need a daily dose of God. And that can be through singing, worshiping, study, being devout, silent. All those opportunities, we need a daily dose of, just as we need a daily dose of a vitamin. Well, with those two things in mind, our genetic predisposition and our daily dose, those things bonded together, with those things and those godly situations, when a godly situation would come to us, something transformational can happen. It's just like the conversion of cis to trans. When that happens, when those things are aligned, we can, an impulse goes through us. And I've felt it several times, and I know you all have too. An impulse goes through us, and goes through every part of our being, and we truly have insight. Should we pray? Lord, thank you for this story of Simeon and Anna. Thank you for their insight. Thank you for visions that you give to us in the form of godly opportunities. May we be aware of those, prepared for those, studied up for, available to those opportunities, just as we see things, we may have true insight. Amen.